Chapter 14, Mishnah 5, Shnei Zizin al Gabe Zef. There are two protrusions, one on top of the other. So it brings over here that this is two protrusions extending from a wall and not necessarily above a door or window. It's coming out of the outside wall of the house. The Yashim Pusach Tefach, Uvenayim Pusach Tefach, and each of these protrusions are at least a Tefach thick. You know, they come out of Tefach, and there is at least a Tefach between them. There's at least one hand breadth between the two. Tuma tachtan, so if there's tuma underneath the bottom one, tachtan tama, it will spread around the bottom one, but it won't go up above there. Banayim, if the tuma is between the two, then banayim tama, everything between the two will be tama, but it won't go down and it won't go up because it will be shielded by the impurities. Al gabayin, by the protrusion, sorry, thanks. Al gabayin, if it's on top of them, then it would go from there up, but it wouldn't go back down. Next case, the bottom one is a particular width, and then the top one is longer than the bottom one. It extends further than it. The width of it is greater than it by tefach, by hand breadth. Tuma tachtan, so if there's tuma under the bottom one, or in between them, tachtam ubanam tamay, then everything beneath it and everything between it is tamay, because that extension is now like spreading the impurity below and between. It's spreading the impurity around, that extension. Al gabayin, but if the tumah is on top of the top one, so then kenegdo ad lerakia tamay, it would only go from there up, but it wouldn't be able to come back down, the impurity. Haya elyon oidef al tachtam pachus mitefach, if the top one is less than a tefach bigger than the bottom one. So it's bigger than the bottom one, but only by a little bit, less than a hand breadth. So tuma tachtan, if there's tuma underneath the bottom one, tachtan ubanayim tama, again, beneath the bottom one and between them would be impure, because that little overhang would like spread the impurity between the two. Banayim, if there's tuma between the two, or tachasa moisar, or below the little extension, which is less than a hand breadth, Rabbi Lezer Omer, he says, Tachtain uvanahim tama. He says the same halacha would apply. It would spread it to beneath it, and it would spread it in between it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, but Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He says, Banahim, between them, v'tachas ha-moiser, and underneath the extension would be tama. But v'tachtain, but underneath the bottom protrusion, would still remain tahor. So according to him, it wouldn't transmit the impurity to below the bottom one, if the extension is not a handbreadth more than the lower one.
That seems to be the only distinction between
the two. Yeah, exactly. That's the only distinction. So, and then he brings over here that the aloche is like Rabbi Yeshua. It's like this last opinion that it wouldn't spread to below the bottom extension.